Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about making delicious dal. Let's dive in.
Dal? I'm intrigued. What makes this recipe stand out?
Well, it's all about building a supercharged flavor base and using a few sneaky restaurant-style hacks. We start with a blend of split pigeon peas, red lentils, and chickpeas. Each adds a unique dimension to the texture and taste.
A triple lentil threat. I like it. So what's the secret weapon for the flavor base?
A blender. Instead of chopping and sautéing, we blend shallots, garlic, ginger, tomatoes, and green chili for a super intense aromatic paste.
Smart move. Saves time and maximizes flavor. What about the rice? Plain old basmati?
Not quite. We soak the basmati first, then cook it in boiling salted water with a squeeze of lime and the rind for extra zest.
Lime in the rice? Interesting. I've never tried that. What happens next?
While the lentils simmer with ginger, chili, turmeric, and salt, we get started on the dal itself. Ghee is the key here. The secret to amazing Indian cooking.
Ghee, of course. Can't have dal without ghee. Go on.
We bloom cumin seeds, dried chili, and shallots in the ghee. Then add the blended flavor paste, garam masala, turmeric, Kashmir chili powder, and smoked paprika. Layers of flavor, my friend.
Sounds amazing. Okay, so the lentils are cooked. The flavor base is ready. What's the final touch?
We simmer the lentils with the spices, and, this is important, wait for the oil to return to the surface. That's when you know it's cooked down perfectly.
I see. The oil returning. Got it. So any final flourishes to really make it sing?
Absolutely. A pinch of MSG, a touch of sugar, and a splash of white vinegar. The holy trinity of savoriness, sweetness, and acidity.
A pinch of MSG. Controversial, but I'm on board.
Right? Don't knock it till you try it. Then, for the jeera rice, we bloom more cumin and ghee with the cooked rice, cilantro, and a touch of salt. Simple, but stunning.
Okay, so dal, rice. Almost there, right? Anything else?
Almost. Don't forget the tatka, the spiced oil finishing touch. Thinly sliced shallots caramelized in ghee, then infused with chili pieces, chili powder, and hing. It's heavenly.
Tatka. Got it. That's where the magic happens, isn't it?
Exactly. Swirl it over the dal, add a sprinkle of cilantro, and serve it with the jeera rice, some raw onion, chili, and lime on the side. And honestly, it's best enjoyed with your hands.
Wow, that sounds incredible. I'm definitely going to try this. One last question. Where did you get the inspiration for this recipe?
There's a link to the original video in the description. Definitely worth checking out. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Goodbye.